Okay, so we got to the very top of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, where I've been discussing the din of two bar tzurasa, letting something sit overnight before you burn it, or can you burn something right away? Well, something that came to that was inherently possible to the actual basar of the carbon, that was nisraf miyad, you burn it right away. Something that was external to it, like if the baal became tamei, that was machlokas, the mishnah, whether you wait overnight or not. So here Gemara is going to bring an opinion. Rabbi Mosif af Rabbi Yosef Glili. Even Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that if the Bailim become Tameh or Pasol, this will also warrant being burned miyad, and you do not have to wait Ibur Tzura. Like the second opinion, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in the Mishnah. What does he say? The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Kol ha'inyan kulo, Einu medaber el parim ha'nisrafim, Ubisirim ha'nisrafim, Lisrof psuleim abes habira. So the entire pasuk, Rashi says, what's called inyan kula referred to? Kol parsha zu, which means v'chol chatas asher yuva midama, which Gemara says later on refers to chatas achitzona, chatas that's brought outside. Rashi says, according to Yosef Glili, this pasuk refers to the chatas apnimios. The chatas apnimios were those you read Eiz Mekoman, you learn Eiz Mekoman every single morning, that parak in Zvachim, that tells you a parman esrafim gets sprinkled inside the heichal on the par, not in the. The level the Mishnah talks about is that the Avod and Yom Kippurim gets sprinkled on the Aron HaKodesh, and then the Peruchas and the Mizbech HaKetores. This does not get sprinkled on the Aron HaKodesh, but it does get sprinkled on the Peruchas and then the Mizbech HaKetores. And then the remaining you take out to be burnt. These are called Chatos, HaParm HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim. So the entire pasuk that we had used before is not referring to Chatos. It's not referring to any demon of Srefa of a normal Chatos. Rather, it's referring to these Chatos, Parm ha'nisrafim and sirim ha'nisrafim, these things that get burnt. So once we establish that, and the Gemara says, also the pasuk teaches me v'litain lo sase al achilasam, and also if one were to eat these parm ha'nisrafim and sirim ha'nisrafim, you would get a lav. Nothing to do with what we've been talking about up until now. So use the pasuk for something completely different. So now, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Chacham say amru lo chatas shenichras doma lifnai lifnim minayim. How do you, Rabbi Yosef Glili, know now that if you take a chatas and move it to the Kodesh Kedoshim where it's not allowed to go, or to the Heichal where it's not allowed to go, how do you know that you're supposed to burn that din? Once you've used the pasuk that we've used for something else, what's your pasuk? So Amar Lehen, he responds back to them, Hein lohuva es dama el kodesh pnima. This was the motion Aaron's discussion why he didn't eat it. So he says that maybe you brought it inside and that's why you couldn't eat the chatas. And Michlal, from this response of Moshe, the Gemara concludes, as we said earlier, Michlal de'i nafik ihi, if you had brought it outside, inami, or ayl damab, or you brought it inside, bisrefa, you have to burn it. So we see from here that he uses Aaron's case, when Aaron, they burnt it. Remember, Aaron, the chatas of Aaron, they didn't eat, they burnt it miyad, they burnt it right away. He uses that pasuk as a source that any psul, either psul here in this case we're talking about, of the chatas going lefnim. You take the chatas, which can't go inside, deeper inside the base of Mikdash, but it went inside anyways. We learn from the source of Aaron that it's possible and it gets burnt. So just like we learn that it gets burnt, we also learn that it gets burnt miyad. So we learn from Rabbi Yosef Glili that even though it's not something that became possible itself, this is supposed to be a raya that's if the baal became possible. How is the raya that the baal became possible? Let's see for a second. All right, because they're talking about psul hadam. The din was only if the basar became pasul, do you have to do miyad. Anything else, either the dam or the bailim became pasul, that was machlokas whether you do miyad or you have to wait overnight. But this, we're talking about the dam in particular, gets brought inside bifnim. It's learned out from a source of Aaron, that case of Aaron and Moshe. So just like Aaron's case, they burnt it miyad, so too a chatas, that the dam went lifnim, will also be nishraf miyad. And that's a rabbi learns from Rabbi Yosef Glili, that you burn it miyad, even though it's the psul is external to the basar.
So with nitmum ba'al and mesu in the Mishnah, it means anything that's not a psul in the goof of korban?
Right, exactly. So then the Gemara responds that Rabbi Yochanan argued in Rabbah. Only Rabbah thinks this is the understanding of Yosef Glili. That he learned out, he said, oh, Rabbi Yosef Glili uses iron as a source of Dama going with him. It must be also, he adds, if Rabbah thinks, he must also think Nisraf Miyad. Rabbi Yochanan, however, who doesn't say this, argues. Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, Savar, Dam, Ubasar, chada milsahi, bailim milsahrisahi. No, dam and basar, I understand if the dam gets tame, that also gets burned right away. That you cannot bring a proof to bailim, dam is part of the basar. So dam will get nisraf miyad, there's no conclusion, no proof to that of bailim. And if bailim got tame or nifsal, in achnami, it would have to wait overnight. And that's the machlokas. Basically, machlokas boils down to, is dam part of basar or dam part of basar or not part of basar? And then whether or not you could use it as a raya to whether the psul bailim gets tame nishaf miyad or not. Okay, says the new Mishnah. Oh, well. So we started at 5:02, so we only went 5 minutes. Okay, mas nisin, hatsamos vagidim, the bones and the gidim vanosar, yisufu b'shishosar, get burnt on the 16th. Because on the 15th you can't burn, the 15th is yantif. So you wait to the 16th. Chal tes zayin lios b'shabas, if the first day echal moed, Pesach is Friday. First day Chol Hamoed is Shabbos. You can't burn on the 16th. Yisrofu b'Yudayin. You burn on the 17th. Second day Chol Hamoed, which turns out to be on Sunday. The feature ain't in dochen los Shabbos los Yomtiv. This burning cannot doche Shabbos nor can it burn Yomtiv. Okay. So Amar Rabba Rav Meri Bar Avua Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Atzamos Kadshim Sheshimshu Nosar. The bones of Kadshim that served that held Nosar within them, the bone, the marrow inside. It was being that bones were holding on to it. Mitamin es yadayim v'hol v'nasib basas l'davar ha'asr. It will mitame the hands because it serves as a bas, as a base for something asr, namely nosar. So Rashi explains, if you remember all the way back from the Gemara in Shabbos, so it really quotes the Gemara here as well. Rashi says, mitamin es yadayim k'nosar atz moshe gazu chacham sheyitam es yadayim b'perek basra v'l'kamar b'pirkan ma'isil l'gemara. The din is that if the Kohen were to touch Nosar, they would become Tameh. What was the reason for that? Because the Kohen was the reason. So if we told them, however, if something becomes Nosar, you're going to become Tameh, they're going to ensure that nothing will turn into Nosar. So this case, however, now the bones, you can't eat the bones, I forget the bones, all Kachim. If it happens to be a bone that are left over Nosar, so even though the bones themselves are not Nosar because the bones aren't edible, but inside the marrow is edible, so through the marrow within them, which is Nosar, and now Matami Yadayim, the bones will also be Matami Yadayim because it serves as a basis. That's the halacha brought down by Rabbi Yitzchak. Nema, Misayle, maybe the following serves as a support for the chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak. Hatzamos v'agidim v'nosar, Yisru l'tezayin. Our Mishnah says the bones and the gidim and the Nosar, all these things that get burnt on the 16th. Honey atzamos hechidam. Which types of bones are we referring to? We're talking about the carbon pesach. Idlema diles b'humawach. If there's no marrow in it, lama b'sveifa nishane. Why have to burn anything? Bones without marrow. The only reason why bones would have to be burnt is because it serves as a holder for the meat inside. But if there's no meat inside, no need to burn it. Just throw it away. El pshita. That's obvious. It must be talking about a case. Is beimach has some type of marrow. Now e amris bishma shiva shnosar milsahi am tulahachi b'sveifa. If you hold of the idea that it's shemush, it's concept of shemush, that the bone serves to hold the nosar, so then I understand why it requires sreifa. Eliyamis shemush nosar la milsahi la milu sreifa. So the only reason why you would have to burn the bones is because if you understand that bones shemush of a nosar could be considered something significant. But if you hold again, El Iyamit Shimush Nosar La Milsi, the fact that bones are serving the Nosar is nothing. La Milu Sreifa. Why does the bones require burning? Nisbarinu, break the bones. V'nichlas ala moach, and pull out the moach. Didu. V'nishifru v'nishadinu ledidu. And throw out the bones. So why the bones themselves? Again, we're talking about kudrim. So why do you have to take the bones to burn them? Break the bones, take out the moach, burn the moach, and throw the bone out. So why do you have to burn the bones themselves? Must be since the bones are being mishamish, are serving, are protecting the nosar, the bones themselves have the din of nosar and have to burn it. And therefore, to conclude, to bring a proof to Rabbi Yitzchak, that you also have to, it's also mitame yadayim. That's the Gemara's initial raya. Amri lo, not true. The olam eim lecha shimash nosar la milsi. No. The fact that the bones serve and protect the nosar is not considered something significant. Does not bring a proof to Rabbi Yitzchak. The kasavar bo, the kasher v'afil v'pasel. So this goes back to the din of you cannot break the iser of breaking the bones of the Karim Pesach. We said the pasuk says bo. Did they quote the pasuk on the side here? They don't quote the pasuk here. Oh yeah, and the Rashi does. V'etzem lo sishbaru bo. So what does bo mean? bo, some say bo, but kasher of lo apostle. The isser of breaking the bones in the Karban Pesach only applies to a kasher Karban Pesach, but not to a pasul Karban Pesach. However, the Brisa, our Mishnah holds that no, bo b'kasher v'afilu b'pasul, even when it comes to a pasul bone, you cannot break the bones. It's still an isser. So now, our case of the Mishnah is bones that were left over. It's pasul, and it's nosar. Now, even though it's nosar, there still is an isser to break it. So it's not that the bones have to be burned themselves. It's the fact that you can't get to the mach. You can't break the bones to get to the mach. So once you can't break it, in Mimela, you have to burn the bones as well. But not because the bones inherently require Sefer, it's simply because there's no other way to get to the Mach inside. And it's not proof that the bones themselves are served as a Shemesh. So Gemara says, is that really true? Afilu b'pasul sagadaitach? Would you really think that even a pasul Karban Pesach is subject to the Isser of breaking the bones? The Mishnah tells us, Aval hamosir b'tahor, someone who leaves over a carbon that's tahor. Vas shover b'tame, and somebody who breaks the bone of a Karban Pesach that became tame, eino sovikas arbaim, you don't get 40 malchus. So one of the examples in this Mishnah, well, there's Mishnah in Makos, yeah, Mishnah in Makos, that says, if you break the bones of a pasul Karban Pesach, you don't get malchus. There is no iser deraisa of breaking bones of something pasul. So how in the world could Rav Yitzchak hold, so how, not how in the world, but I guess, we want to know, how is our Mishnah here, would that indicate there would be an Isser breaking of pasul bones, when the Mishnah elsewhere says it's not pasul bones? There's no Isser of breaking of pasul bones. So lo kasher, kan shahaisa lo shasa kosher, kan shalo haisa lo shasa kosher. Depends whether this carbon ever had a moment where it was kosher. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is 6 lines from the bottom, lo haisa, no, 7 lines, go a little higher, one up. Haisa lo shasa kosher, the end of the line, could go nosar yeshua shiris etzim. The Karban Pesach was a good Karban Pesach, but happened to be it was left over, so it became nosar, but since it was shasha kosher, there's an isser of breaking the bones, even after it became nosar. The case Rashi is lo haisa lo shasha kosher, could go nitma lefnei zrika, became tameh before the zrika took place, ein bo mishum shiris etzim. Since there was never a moment in time where the Karban Pesach was kosher, then there's never an isser of shiris etzim. And that's the difference. So again, the Mishnah of Malchus we brought in where there's no Malchus for breaking the bones, that was a case where there was never a Shas Kosher, it became Tameh before the Zrika took place, there's no Isser breaking the bones. Our Mishnah above, though, we're talking about the Atzamos burning on the 17th, that's referring to bones, Nosar, of a Kosher Karban Pesach. Kosher Karban Pesach had a moment in time where there was an Isser Shviras Etzim, and then when it became Nosar, there still existed a Shviras Etzim. So that's why you have to burn the bones. In the entire bones, not because the bone serves as a shemesh, but because there's no way to get inside to the moch, to burn the moch alone, because you can't break the bones, even though it became nosar. Now the Gemara says, Man tana deshani lebein shahaisa lo shasa kosher, lo haisa lo shasa kosher. Who is the opinion that holds there's a distinction when there is a time where it was kosher to a place to a situation where there's never a shasa kosher? That opinion is Rabbi Yaakov. What does he say? The Tanya, v'etzin, the pasuk says, v'etzin lo sishruvo. Bo b'kasher v'lo b'pasul, that the Isser only applies to a kosher carbon, not to a pasul carbon. Reb Yaakov Omer, haisel shasa kosher v'nifsal yeshua mishum shviras etzim. Lo haisel shasa kosher ein bo mishum shviras etzim. There you have it. Reb Yaakov clearly says what our Gemara wanted to make, that very same distinction. And then the third opinion of this price is Reb Shimon Omer, echad zev echad zev ein bo mishum shviras etzim. Whether it's shasa kosher, whether it didn't have a shasa kosher, both cases are pasul. There's no Isser of Shviras Etzim at all. So the Tosus points out here, I don't have time to go inside it, but Tosus says, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon says the same thing as Tanakama. So Gemara says, no, Tosus answers, Tanakama was unclear what he meant. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon are arguing what the Tanakana's intentions were. Okay. Meisive, the Gemara asks the following question. Kol atzamos hakadshim ein tunin tsrefa chutz me'atzamos ha-pesach mipnei hatakalav. All bones of kachim do not require burning. The only one that requires burning is the Pesach because of the takala that you might end up breaking the etzim. So, honey atzamos heichidan, what type of bones are we referring to? Idlema delespe moach, there's no marrow inside, lamali sreifa. Why do you need burning? Just throw out the dry bone. Elab shitat ispe moach, must be a case where there was moach inside. Okay. Now, visakadaitach shimish nosar milsi, if you held that bones that are shimish are serving, protecting the nosar, is something significant. Atzamos kachim amai ein tunin srefa. Why does it not require burning? You tell me that if kachim get left overnight, they become nosar. There's moach inside that's nosar. So if the bones were shimish, you'd have to burn the bones also. Why then does the Brisa say that you don't have to burn the bones? Must be that bones do not serve as a shimish, or the shimish is not significant Therefore, you don't have to burn the bones themselves. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kocha B'may Eskinam Kigon Shematzan Chalutzin Asamos Chalutzin. You found them, what, they broken open, and all the moach had been left from them. What?
Down.
Right, you took out the moach, everything was removed from them. Now, what's the din? So you found these bones that were, there's no moach left inside. Kodshim de'ein b'hem mishum shvirat etzim kameh dinihu nosar chatzinu. Bones that there was no iser breaking the bones, we can assume that the person probably broke the bones before it became to nosar and removed all the nosar, all the moach inside, because you're allowed to break the bones of stam kodshim. V'lohavi shimish nosar, and the bones never served as a shimish for the moach. V'lo b'ay shreifa, and therefore it doesn't require shreifa. However, the atzamos atzmos ha-pesach, the yeshba mishir shvirs etzem, you're not allowed to break the bones of the carbon pesach. The basir did neve nosar hu lechasina. We assume that after it became nosar, then they scooped out the moach. V'hava lehu shimish nosar hu b'ay shreifa. So then we see that the moment it became nosar, the bones were being mishamish the nosar inside, the moach inside. It was only scooped out after the fact when there is no longer an iser, and that's the case here. But he can't prove any points about Atamos being a shemush or not being a shemush.
Why is the Gemara assume that the scooped out happened in those, especially if you learn that there's a mitzvah of every person to have a desayas? Perhaps they just needed needed additional korban pesach.
No, because you can't break the bones before. There's an iser to break the bones before.
Oh, they had to break them in order to scoop them out?
Yeah. So that's the first suggestion in the Gemara, how to get around this problem. Rav Zvid says something different. Rav Zvid says, no, the reason why this doesn't serve as a raya, hach b'maya skinan, kigon shemotzan, tziburim tziburim, you found them up in piles. So you checked, Rashi, you bodek el yonim umotzan chalutzan. You checked the top layer, and you found that everything was scooped out of there. Right, Gemara says again, shemotzan tziburim tziburim umehen chalutzos, and some of them were already scooped out. Now, atmos kodshim, de'ein b'hem mishum shviras etzim l'chulu havachalitz l'hu v'achalu. When it came to the kodshim, you had a pile of kodshim, let's say, so once you found that the top were scooped out, you could assume they were all scooped out because there's no iser breaking the bones, v'lo b'yis reifa. But atzmos ha-pesach d'yesh b'hem mishum shviras etzim dilma honi d'chatzinu v'harach lo chatzinu u'b'yis reifa. Just because the top layer were scooped out doesn't mean the ones below them were also scooped out, because there's an iser to break the bones of Karim Pesach, and therefore the remaining bones would require burning. I'm not sure exactly what Rav Zvid, why the difference. Sounds very similar types of cases here. I'm not sure what he's coming to add here. I didn't have a chance to look into it enough, but that's how he gets out of this problem. And therefore, both these answers are Rav Zvid and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak tell us that this brisa does not serve as a question to the opinion of being a shemish or not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Different point now. Kol hagidim basar chutz migidei tzavar. All gidim, all different sinews, and are considered flesh, meat, except for that those gidim that are found in the neck. That's the statement of Rav. Tanan, they bring a Mishnah, our Mishnah, from the Amud Aleph. Hatzamos va gidim va nosar yisufu betezayim. Bones and the sinews and the nosar, those things get burnt on the 16th. Now, honey gidim hechidam, which type of gidim are we referring to? Ilema gidim basar, if it's talking about gidim that are flesh, nichlinu, why don't you eat them? Why are you burning them? If it's talking about gidim that were left over, well, hani nosar, the Mishnah already says nosar is a separate thing. So it must be talking about gidim that are not nosar. So why were you not eating these gidim if all gidim are basar? El pshita gidit savar. So it must be talking about the gidim of the neck, which are not edible, they're not considered basar. Okay. Now, I amr bishma basar ninu. Now, if you're going to say that they're basar, amtulahachi bai seifa. If you're going to say that gidit savar are considered basar, then I understand why you burn them. This which goes against Rav, but El Yamrit La Basar. If Rav, according to Rav, who says Gidei Tzavar are not considered Basar, Lama Hulu Shreifa, why do you have to burn it? The din of Shreifa only applies to Basar. We said before, bones that are dry, bones that have no moach inside them, there's no need to burn. You only have to burn Basar that was left over. So the fact that you have to burn these Gidim sounds like a kasha against Rav. Again, these Gidei Tzavar seem to be something in the middle, where they're not so edible. People don't really eat them, but the fact that people don't eat them, does that make them into la basar, or does it make it into basar? So Rav would say the fact that people don't eat them makes it not basar, but then why would you have to burn them at all? We hold, it sounds like from the simple reading of the Mishnah, is that you're right, people don't eat them, they're not so edible, but they are still considered basar, and that's why the Mishnah says to burn them. So that's the machlokas, whether the Gidei Tzavar are considered basar or not. That seems to be what we're standing. So it's a kasha on Rav, who says, they're not basar, why would you have to burn them? So Amar Rav Chista, lo nitzcha ela legid ha-nasher. No, it's only taught, the only reason why the Mishnah was taught was is particular about the Gid ha-nasher. Valiba de Rabbi Yehuda, de Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer eino noeg ela ba'achas. That the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it only applies to one of the Gid ha-nashers. There are two Gid ha-nashers, each leg has its own Gid ha-nasher. Rabbi Yehuda held that only one of the Gid ha-nashers are awesome in the Raisa. Vadas machras shayamim, and the Pasha says it refers to the right one, but he's not really sure which one it is. So the case is as follows. You have both Gid ha-nashers from the Karan Pesach there. One of them is Asim Deraisa, one of them is Mutter. You're not sure which one it is, so you're not sure how he paskins. So therefore, you have to burn both of them. But they're both considered Basar. So that's the case. Again, if the Gid ha-nasher itself, which is the actual Gid ha-nasher, is Asim Deraisa to eat him, that does not require burning, because you can't eat it. The Gid ha-nasher that's Mutter, that does require a Sreifa. But since we don't know which is the one Mutter, which is the one that's Asr, you have to take both of them and burn both of them. So it's all according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds only one of them is Asr. According to the one who says that they're both Asr, there's no Shaila. You could just throw the two of them out because none of them are edible, from a halachic standpoint. So now that we've established that, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's not sure which one is the right Gid ha-nasher, the Gemara has the following point. Elo tifshot disfuka misfakalei Rabbi Yehuda. Answer this question that the Gemara in Chulin tries to understand. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says Hadas Machres Shayamim? The Das Machres, does that mean it's Machriya? It's for sure the right one? Or does he mean I'm inclined to say the right one, but I'm still not really sure? From our presentation of the Gemara, it sounds like he's still not sure. So learn from this Gemara now. Ella Tifsho Disfuke Misfakale. We should learn from this Gemara we just said that it must be that he's unsure which is the right one. And that's why what our Mishnah is talking about, where you're burning both Gid ha-nasher, is because Rabbi Huda's not sure which is the right one. Ella Tifsho Disfuke Misfakale Rabbi Huda. Because the Mifsha Pshita, if he knew which one was the right one, Hahi de Hatera Nichle, the one that's Mutter, eat it. Udi Isura Nishte, the one that's Osir, throw it out. Lamli Sreifa. The fact that you're burning both of them must be that he's not sure which is the right one. That's what Gemara asks now. So Amar Rabbi Ika Bar Chinana Kigon Shehuku Levasof Nisarvu. No, Yehuda really knows which is the right one. It's definitely the Yamin. The right leg is the one that has the Gid ha-nasher in it. Problem was, when they took apart the animal, they got confused, the Gid ha-nasher. They mixed both Gid ha-nashers up. They weren't sure which came from the right leg, which came from the left leg. And then, initially, Kigon Shehuku, they recognized it initially, Levasof Nisarvu. Then it became mixed up. They weren't sure what to do. And that's why they burned it in this case. But again, our whole mission when it speaks about Gidim is only talking about the Gid ha-nasher, no other Gidim. Again, just to make sure we have it clear. When it comes to Gidei Tzavar, that doesn't require Sreifa because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that's not considered Basar. All the other Gidim are supposed to be eaten. It's specifically Gid ha-nasher, where it got mixed up, that we have to burn both of them. Then Rav Ashi says, Amar lo nitzcha ela l'shmeino de Gid ha-nasher. Only refers to the fats which surround the Gid ha-nasher. The Tanya, Shmeino Mutter. Really, the fat around the Gid ha-nasher is completely mutter midiraisa, but the Yisroelim are kedoshim, it's very special, and took them upon themselves a special minog, not to even eat the fats. So even though, so the fats now, the shmeino of the gidim, are basar, they're edible, they're allowed to be eaten, but they took upon themselves not to eat it, so they just burnt it. It had to have a sreifa because it was basar, but they didn't eat it because of the kedoshim hayu. Ravina Amar, Bechitzon, talking about the outer. There are apparently two Gid ha-nashers. There's an inner one and the outer one on each leg. Uchad Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beis Gidin Heim. There are two Gidim. Pinimi, the inner one, Hasamach Le'etzam, Aser, V'chayav Malev, Alav. Chitzon, the outer one, Hasamach Le'basar, Aser, Vein Chayim Alav. The inner one, closer into the bone, that's Aser and your Chayiv, Mediraisa. The outer one was not, it's only Aser Medirabonim, but you're not Chayiv on it. It was the same type of thing. Just like the Shamein around the Gid was only an Iser, the Yisrael took upon themselves. Here too also, the outer one was only an Iser that the Klai Yisrael took upon themselves. So really, it's Midiraisa, it's Mutter. It's considered Basar, this outer Gid. But Midirabanan, they took upon themselves to not eat it. So that's why they burnt it. Okay, says the Gemara now. Chal Tezayin V'chulid. 17th, 16th, rather, falls out on Shabbos. You don't burn it on Shabbos. So what comes out, the Mishnah says, you don't burn it on Yontif, the Nosar. You don't burn it on Shabbos either. Asks the Gemara, Ramai. Nisi asei v'yidchalos asei. Let the asei of Sreifas Kodshim violate Bidocha, the los asei, a burning on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Asei docha los asei. So Amar Chizkiya v'chein tane de bechizkiya Amar Kra lo sasir mimenu ad boker. Don't leave it over to boker. Vanos mimenu ad boker ba'esh yisrifu. And then the nosa that's left over to the morning, you should burn it. The Gemara says ad boker two times. Shein tam alomer ad boker. Had it not said ad boker already? Matam alomer ad boker. Why does it say a second time? Litain lo boker shein l'sreifaso. You're right. Ikar din it should be an aseh docheh lo sasir, and you should be able to burn the nosa the very next morning on Yom Tov. But since the pasuk says ad boker two times, it says wait till the second morning, which ends up being the first day of Chol Moed. Special gzeres hakasuf. Amar Abaye says no. Amar Kra olas Shabbos b'Shabbosov lo olas Chol b'Shabbosov lo olas Chol b'Yomtiv. The pasuk says an olas Shabbos can be burned on Shabbos. The tamid can be burned on Shabbos because the tamid that's brought on Shabbos is a Shabbos stick of din, a Shabbos stick of carbon. But a chol, carbon Pesach was from Erev Pesach, it's a chol, a carbon of a chol cannot be burned on Shabbos, cannot be burned on Yom Tov. And that's how he learns you're not allowed to do it. Again, a special Gezeres HaKasav. Again, Mikah din Aseh Docheh says should be applied here, but a special Gezeres HaKasav tells us that the carbonos of a chol cannot be burnt on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Rav Amar gives a third explanation here. Amar Kra, hu levado yaseh lachem. It alone that can be done. Talking about ochel nefesh, who v'lomachshiru, the actual eating things are for ochel nefesh, but not the preparations. Preparations may not be done. Levado v'lo mila shlo bismano haba mikav chomer. It itself can be done, but something that's not bismano, which could have learned otherwise from a long kav chomer, complicated kav chomer from tiras and avoda back and forth, mila shlo bismano cannot be doche a Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here too also. Right, exactly. Gavi Srefas Puzzle, Suokachim Nami Kamila Shalo Bismana, the Efshir Lishil Dami. You could leave it, just like the Mila Shalo Bismana, you can push it off to the next day. It's not so urgent anymore. There's no you can't be Mekayim by Yom HaShemini anymore since it's already been delayed. Just wait till the next day. So too, you Srefas Nosar, it's not so urgent. Wait till the next day. Only things that are really urgent can be doche. It's not like we completely remove all malacha, all sreifa and yantif. Only things that are necessary. Here too, also, it's not built into the special heter ochel nefesh on yantif. And Rav Ashi finally gives his last answer. Amar shabason de yantif asehu. Right, refraining from malacha is also an additional mitzvah ase. The ein ase doche lo sase v'ase. No, you're right. If it was simply an ase versus a lo sase, it would be doche. But here's an ase versus a lo sase v'ase. That's already not doche. Okay, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll do 6, 5, 5:45, right, I think.